All right, we're live. Good, we're going. All right, buenos dias, good morning, ohayo gozaimasu, guten morgen. Hey,
Nyakmashli is an Indian language created from the natives, and yaboseyo, annyeonghaseyo. That's Korean. And oh, shit, hi there, how are ya? That's, you know, the normals. People. Nice. All right.
I'm gonna put my glasses on. Last video, if you guys haven't watched it, I'll put a link in the description. But for the most part, my eyes are very dry and light sensitive. So today's topic, we're just gonna talk about fatherhood. The one thing I really wanted to hit on was specifically, I feel like in recent media or just recent things that I've watched. That is not cool.
They want rock and roll already.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
That's all right.
Barely moved. Yeah, we'll cut that out. Or leave it. Anyways. Mainly wanted to hit on fatherhood, but as a stepfather. I mean, I know not many people would notice this, but I know you're my stepfather. And many people have told me, it's like, well, why don't you just call him stepfather? Well, he's my father, and he's, you know, pretty much raised me since I was a kid, and I've always known him as a father, and he's actually always treated me like his own son, his own blood. I know we've had discussions sometimes, like, at the side of your house, where you're like, you know what, I mean, I also grew up as a stepchild, or, you know, some people would even call us bastards, a pretty harsh word, but, you know, that's a real word, that's a word for a reason. But, yeah, I mean, I just wanted to see what kind of things, experiences, how you felt, and, you know, what kind of feedback you've gotten from your family, and just different things that people have told you. It's like, oh, you know, you're taking in, you know, this other person's son, or things of that nature, really.
Well, thanks, son, for putting me on the spot. I am very happy, and it is a blast having you as a son. I never saw you as a stepson. I always been seeing you as a son. And sure, there has been, you know, people maybe don't look at it that way, but who gives a damn about them? I don't care what they say. I don't care what they think even. I think for the most part, we've been doing good. I know at the beginning there must have been some issues with your brothers and sister. And, you know, it's just a way to to see who is better than the other. And at the end, no one is better than the other. You guys are all the same, and I love you the same. And I think we've been spending enough time, and I've been loving it. I mean, you're a great son, and I appreciate to having you. I the stepson is just out the window. So probably what the point that you want to make is that if there's other people with the same problems, I mean, with the same,
I guess,
not problems,
son-in-law, but, or, you know, mother-in-law, or no, I guess not mother-in-law, that's the wrong word, but stepson or stepbrother, you know, all that, all those kinds of things, the steps.
Yeah, because I know I heard some things about other people having some issues on this kind of family setup where one is...
Like, you have brothers that are also basically stepfathers,
yes,
or things like that. Well,
yes.
I mean, I wanted to explain some of that because I'm interested in speaking about, like, third persons, but if we don't really know their story, I don't want to kind of speculate.
Yeah.
But if you know, it's like, you know, like your brother or a sister that has a stepson or a step, you know, daughter...
Yeah,
or etc.
I came from, you know, stepfather. I didn't know my father until I was maybe 17, 18 years old. By that time, I didn't want part of him. So, and I never have been. So I don't miss him. So I know who my father is, and that was my stepdad. And I really didn't have no problems. I was the oldest one. And makes that the switch because you were the youngest one.
Yeah.
And if you notice on every family, the youngest one gets to suffer the most because the older ones wants to be or have the best things. And and sometimes that's how it is, but not in this family. I try my best, and there is not a booklet or a guidance or a, you know, I didn't open the box and say, oh, where's the guide for this child, new child that I have? There was no such a thing. You learn as you go, and I think up until today, I'm still learning. I don't think I know everything. I think I still finding things out. And yeah. And that is, I guess that's the beauty of it. I mean, lately I've been feeling a little bit down in the dumps, you know, down hanging from the gutters. And I've been a little sick, but and learning about it makes me realize that how life is so simple, but we just take it sometimes the wrong way, or sometimes on the fast lane, or sometimes the way that we shouldn't be taking it.
Right.
So going back to the original question that you made, I think we've been so far, in my view, I'm sure you have some issues. I'm sure you have some thoughts. I'm sure you think of or thought of something that I didn't see. Yes, because right. We were so busy working.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, we were trying to be the best providers that we can. And yes, we fell.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand. I have my failings. I failed on many ways. I wasn't there on your school days when I needed to be there. I wasn't there when I was there at the most important parts, but no on the parts that were you thought it was important that I should be there.
Yeah.
And that was,
I guess we also as fathers or mothers, we probably always struggle where we should be when it comes to involvement with our children. Because even sometimes I feel like I might be too involved with my daughter, or sometimes I feel like I'm not there because, you know, before COVID, I was working almost 16-hour shifts consistently. And there were times where it felt like I wasn't there enough. But whenever I had exposure to my daughter, she basically valued any little, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes I had with her. She valued it so much because it really, you know, stuck with her. But going back to just being, you know, for the subject, for people that are struggling, whether they just recently got a new stepfather, stepmother, you know, whether they got a new stepbrother, you know, it's okay. We all face different, you know, trials and tribulations, and eventually, you know, we learn how to grow ourselves from that together, or, you know, just on our own. So, for example, I know when I was growing up, actually, I never knew that my father, I think of him as my father, and I'm always going to call him my father, no matter, you know, what type of people interject with that thought process. But when I was growing up, actually, me and my two older brothers, before my younger brother was born, we all thought we were siblings. We all thought we were from the same father but different mothers. So in a way, we were kind of like, oh wow, that's cool. Our dad's a, you know, he's a player or something like that. So, you know, back then in the 90s, that was kind of a cool thing or something to look up to. And in a way, you know, obviously me and my brothers, we kind of started doing our own research. I know from you know, our family's history. I know there was, like, some people on your family that they were not okay with having me, you know, there in the picture. Because I know from my older brothers, they told me as I grew up that, yeah, some of our cousins, they're like, oh, he doesn't carry, you know, our bloodline or, you know, family name. So, you know, kind of you shun him away or ostracize him from your guys' you know, family or life. But obviously, all those experiences made us who we are today. And, you know, I'm glad to have grown up with my older siblings, my younger sibling especially. He came later on in life, but I'm so glad, you know, to have had those experiences all together. And, you know, that it can be something that we can bond over or share with. And, I think it was one day we finally figured it out. I think I was probably in second or third grade. The kind of things started being told to us, you know, because I think there were some issues with school where they were like, oh, wait, you know, this last name is kind of conflicting with, I think, a birth certificate or something. Mm-hmm. It might have been something like that. So he kind of had to change his name. I know I grew up in school, going to school with the last name Lopez. And, you know, it was kind of cool because During that time, that's when Jennifer Lopez was kind of blowing up. So yeah. Back in school, there'd be people, oh wow, you know, are you cousins, or, you know, is Jennifer Lopez your, you know, your auntie or something like that? Do you know her? And obviously, you know, in elementary school, everybody has a huge imagination, and they could only think of those kinds of things, you know, associating last names with famous people, you know, famous people that are always on the television. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But I think it was in my later parts of elementary school where, you know, the name got changed and things started getting a little bit more developed. I'm like, oh, wait, what's going on? I think I remember one time having a talk with you on the side of of your house when we finally moved to a bigger house, just, you know, to make some more space. The family was growing. Where you ended up opening up to me that you were also a stepson to somebody. And, you know, you felt like that experience kind of made you feel rejected or ostracized. And, you know, I'm sure that probably had your thoughts and your heart changing over. It's like, you know, I don't want to do that, or I don't want to have this, you know, this child that's coming into my life feel what I felt, yeah. You know, feel the pains I felt. Yeah. So, you know, I want to change that up. And I know also to add to that, you know, I'm pretty content with having just one biological daughter. I know me and my wife have been talking about if we ever decide to have another kid, adopt one, you know, because there's a crap ton of kids that don't have just, you know, homes, or they don't have parents to look up to. They're, you know, they're on their own, and that can cause troubles right there. That can cause mm-hmm. them to find families in negative ways, you know. I mean, friends
all
can
the
yeah,
wrong
yeah,
families,
yeah, exactly, yeah. The wrong yeah. families, the ones that just have them do criminal type activities, yeah. or just, you know, cause them to hurt others or hurt themselves even more physically, emotionally, mentally. But yeah, just to go back, I mean, yeah,
well, just kind of, yeah. Add up to what you just said. I mean, I remember when you were telling me that you didn't spend enough time with Joey being your daughter, and you feel bad about that, and you kind of came to me and say, what do you think of that? And I thought, well, I think I did tell you, one thing is to spend time, like, don't care, but you got to spend quality time.
Yeah.
And at that time, you were working so many hours, and when, you know, incidentally, this COVID thing hit. So you have a lot of time to spend with her. And sometimes it gets overwhelming. I understand. I know that. I know how that is. But you have to, you know, hold it, you know. You have to just make it happen. You have to make sure that you are spending time with her. Now that she is at the age where she might need you the most, where she can, you know, go one way or the other. I mean, she's still very young.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, you still
yeah.
have a lot of time. And but yes, I remember that part, and I'm glad that you are spending time with her now, and you did some changes. You know, the other thing is that I think you nailed something that, you know, you said something that it kind of makes me go back to the old days and kind of recount those moments or those times when we used to have a job for 12 hours and we had to have you guys been taken care of or been watched by somebody else.
Yeah.
And that was, I'm pretty sure, suffering. It wasn't a fun time. And we wanted to make sure that we didn't do it for more than a year. I don't think that happens, because we were on the apartment, and then we went to the little house over in Fremont, and then we moved to this house where we are
yeah.
now. And by that time, we found somebody else, and glad that we did, and glad that we listened to what you guys were saying and experiencing. And, you know, it was bad, but it could have been worse.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm glad that things didn't escalate
yeah.
to worse. And I'm glad that you had that thing happen. Not glad, but
yeah.
I'm okay that you had those experiences. So now you can use those to avoid some other experiences for your daughter and your family.
Oh.
You know, you can use what you learned, pain and sufferings that you had. You can actually make him better for others. Like you're doing right now. I really appreciate that you are doing this thing so the other people are watching it or hearing it and you know, put their senses to it and maybe snap something on their head and say, oh shoot, I might be doing that. That might happen to me, you know. To avoid that, I mean, this is a very good platform that you are using to
reach out and just kind of extend the webs
and you know, open people's eyes and I don't know, this time should be constructive to betterness rather than sufferings. Sure, there is the risk if you are dummy enough, you know, you go outside, you get COVID, then you get hurt. I mean, I don't know, I haven't had it, you know, I don't want it, so I'm being careful.
Yeah.
And I've been cautious. I wash my hands, just like they said. Just follow directions. Those guys know what they're doing. Even if they don't know what they're doing. It's just common sense to go somewhere, wash your hands, come back in.
I honestly appreciate the masks. I think that's really awesome because anytime you go to the grocery store, you know, people are like coughing or sneezing. You got those people that sneeze on their hands or cough on their hands and they just touch everything with it. That's pretty gross. That's revolting. Honestly, that's disgusting. So I do appreciate some aspects of everything that this has happened. Yeah. You know, even going off with that, I have a good friend that recently just passed away, you know, he was like a guy that was determined. He's like always in, you know, no matter what. He's never, you know, he's never of low energy. He always had high energy. He's like his Duracell or Energizer battery like never ran out, basically. Yeah. But you know, he was a person that got hit with it and he ended up passing away very, very recently. So that was a shock to me. You know, may he rest in peace. But it's just, it was amazing. And I, you know, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, my brother-in-law also. Yeah. I mean, he passed away May, June, maybe July. No, August. Yeah, because in July he was sicker, actually. August, September, around that day, those dates. He passed away, and it really hit me very hard because I thought of him as a guy that I admire, and he was a cool guy.
Right? When we took a visit to him for the first time, well, it was my first time encountering him, but he was really awesome. I mean, we went to go swimming at, what was it? Was it Yellowstone Lake?
Yellowstone
Lake down in by Fresno, right?
Yeah, don't go to Yellowstone Lake if you don't know how to swim.
don't do it, especially if you're trying to impress a girl. Don't do it. anyways, I almost drowned that day.
Yeah.
And it was because of him and some other family members that were there that I'm here. I'm here today. And I think his life was not in vain. And yeah, it's crazy what's been going on in this past year. For the most part, I feel like we've been losing a lot of good or beneficial people rather than the negative people that we shouldn't have. But hey, you know, that's whatever. You know, sometimes those negative people build up good people to be better. Or, you know,
We are trying to do that. And you know, going back to the original topic that we had, that we were having. So just use all those experiences to block some of the negatives, and also use them to tell your story. Because how good is it if you keep your suffering to yourself and you don't tell how it is or how you've been or how you are going through it? And by opening up,
sometimes
you might help others.
Yeah, sometimes you have to just have the huevos to really, you know, get your confidence out there, and you know, exactly. So express your life stories, express your experiences onto others, you know, and that's definitely a goal of what I'm trying to do. Is I'm just really just trying to get the perspective of other people. You know, if anything, I could clearly talk to somebody else about this topic, but it just wouldn't hit the same way, the same perspective. But either way, that doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is just getting the perspective out there. You know, letting people, know. Or hear experiences that, oh wow, I didn't realize that, you know, or people that even know me, you know, it's like, oh, I would have never thought that, you know, these two people were, you know, not related, blood related. So yeah, I mean, why don't we drink some of this Japanese Choya wine? It's a ume, it's a plum wine, it's very delicious. I was prior to COVID, I was a sushi chef. I mean, I still love making sushi when I can and drinking Japanese alcohols.
I miss it so much.
Yeah. I think just the other day, actually, I went into
It wasn't free, but it was a very good price.
volunteer. I went to volunteer for the sushi place I used to work at, and oh man, that food is so good. The quality is freaking, oh, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's like, so if you're ever in Portland, near Portland, and you want to go, try out sakes, try out some fish, I'd say you visit my friends at Zilla
No,
Sake
visit
House.
me first, then well, I'll drive you over
Yeah,
there.
that way you
Then
pick them
you
up.
pay.
Yeah, that way you pick them up and take them to get some really good sushi and sake. But anyways,
Great.
want to drink some of this? This is good stuff.
Well,
This is
nice.
so
I
good.
wasn't expecting this. Sure, I was. That's why I'm doing this. To have a little.
Here,
You're only in it for the free
let's
stuff.
cheers it
Oh,
up.
yeah, we're here for the free stuff. Well, people.
Salute, kampai, cheers, and
Salute.
yeah. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, it has some plums in there. Definitely add to the flavor. They're basically marinating in there, kind of marinating with alcohol, the glucose, just the whole breakdown. But yeah, that's so good. So good. I think that's like the biggest thing I've missed when being out of sushi.
No good for diabetes though. Stay away from it. But only if you're gonna overdrink, so
Right.
if you just have one or two, that's fine.
You
Well,
got the
nice.
cat over there. Well, so there was some more things I wanted to hit on that. Let's see. I'd say, just in my own experience, there were times where, I don't know, I had to have like really hard talks with you guys. Like, I pulled you guys to the side. I definitely wanted to, like, how you were saying when you were working the long hours and you guys weren't really, there for us. I mean, you guys were there. Technically, in a way, you guys were there. Some people would see it as you weren't there, and some people would really appreciate that experience. Oh, I know they were working hard. I know they were, trying to get a better life for all of us. Make sure we have everything we needed and make sure we were fed. I appreciate that, and I really understand what you guys were doing. I never looked at it as a bad thing. As in my perspective, I always, just wanted to, when I pulled you guys aside for those hard talks that, they're freaking tough. I wanted to do it, for my younger brother as well, is that I wanted him to experience having his wrestling tournaments or his basketball tournaments or whatever sport tournaments he was in, to make sure that, they were there. And you guys, it's been awesome. From what I've seen since he's been growing up, you guys are basically always there for him for his sports and everything. Not that you were neglecting us, but I mean, it was even an experience for you guys to, even for yourselves to, I don't know, be better in a way. Not really. Again, I'm the person I am because of everything that happened in my life, everything that you guys have done. I wouldn't say it's good or bad. I feel it's like, kind of a neutral thing. You guys are working hard for a reason. It's not like you guys were just there at home, doing nothing and not making progress, not creating progress.
Yeah.
Even with like a bunch of adversities with, the fact whether, being a stepfather, obviously people have issue with that. I don't understand why. In my perspective, I don't understand why people have issues with, they're gonna reject somebody because they're not their biological child. For example, I know my wife. She had an experience where her actual biological father, had two, basically, stepsons, and it was pretty awful from the stories she's recounted to me. And from the stories I've heard from her mother, it's like, yeah, the man did reject them. He didn't treat them very nice. He was always very upset because he didn't have his own biological children, and that was just pretty awful. I mean, I to me, I didn't understand it because I grew up the opposite of that. I grew up with, yeah, a father was not my biological father, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's like this man raised me. This man, anytime I did fracture my nose. That's why I have this little hump on my nose. That's why it's kind of the size it is. But you know, he took me to the hospital. He rushed me to the
hospital. I didn't do that.
No, he didn't. He didn't do that. This is another guy. I was actually protecting my older brother, and he, like our friend, you know, quote unquote friend, was throwing like mud balls, and one of these mud balls was actually a rock with covered in grass, and he threw that, and I was protecting my brother. I was like, no, don't hit him, and that caught me, pegged me right on the nose. Anyways, my father's always been there for me. I feel, you know, sad. I feel glum for anybody who's going through experiences where they do have a, you know, new stepfather, or they have a stepfather that's been with them for many years but treats them like crap. It's like, I'm sorry, you know. But, you know, I'd say turn those negative emotions into an energy that just creates, you know, positivity for not just you, but the people around you, because you're going to influence kids that are younger than you. You're going to influence older people as well. Trust me, in the restaurant industry, when I first started as a 19, 18 year old in the restaurant industry, I've worked with so many people that were 5 years older than me, 10 years older than me, 15 years older than me. And I've said things to them or created actions with them that they're like, oh shit, wow, this guy's like pretty mature for his age, or you know, whatever. My thoughts were just, I guess, in a way, quote unquote, more advanced. Not really. You know, I just had different experiences that allowed me to think a certain way.
Growing up, the way I grew up.
But yeah, I'd say don't let life get you down. You know, you can pick yourself up. Then it is also good to have a, you know, good support system around you as well. You know, friends can sometimes be family, but even then, you just really got to have to keep a keen mind and just focus on going forward. You take all the punches, you know, you get beaten down, but you gotta keep standing back up. You know, you gotta, even with like stepmother or stepfather, you gotta, you know, make the best of it, really.
Yeah, well, I gotta tell you, man, that it's not easy being, you know, the in charge of the house, you know, with the leader of the house. I have to think of not just food and housing, I have to think of, clothing and all the other stuff, that the medical stuff and the insurance stuff and all the things that we needed back then. And it was hard with the low paying job.
Yeah.
So I had to stretch myself up. And when my fourth son was coming out of the oven, I swear my savings were very down in the dumps. It was
very, I would have thought otherwise. I don't know how you guys did it.
And then to make things worse, we went to the Oregon Department of Human Services, yes. And they said that we were making too much money. We were making $60 on top of the line.
Yeah, I know, that's such a crazy thing.
They call it trash line, trash hole.
Yeah, I think it's something along those lines. Some bureaucracies like that. Yeah,
and I thought, well, it's not enough. And then they go, well, somewhere has to be draw a line. $60. I just deducted from my check. I told my boss to cut it off, and then <I'll>, but no, I didn't.
$65. Yeah,
I didn't. So it cost me a pretty penny, and we made it. We paid the hospital. Nothing was, you know, given to us. I think the point I wanted to make is that nothing is free and no one owes you nothing. You have to go out there and fight for what you want and all the needs.
Yeah, because having that mentality of people owe you something, you just kind of live a negative life, and you live kind of what would you call that, where you feel entitled. You start feeling entitled.
Yeah.
Start feeling entitled about everything, because you know the world owes you whatever it is that it owes you.
Nobody owns you nothing, not even your mom, your dad, or your brothers.
No.
No one owes you anything. I mean, life is beautiful, and all you have to do is take it as it comes to you. And what you want is that's what you get. I mean, how you want it or how bad you want it, that's how you work at it. And I've seen you going through some sufferings, and, you know, but those are good sufferings.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I haven't seen you going bad down the hill and you know, getting hurt, other than the time when you wind up at the hospital because you overdrink.
Oh man, yeah, that was actually
I'm sick.
Good thing you brought that up because that was actually one of the best days ever. So before the alcohol, that was actually one of the best days ever. So one of our family friends.
Well, don't do it anyway.
No, of course, don't do it. Definitely measure it out, and especially like hard spirits. They're tough. Sometimes they sneak up on you. Sometimes you think you're at level 1, but in reality you're at level 7, and so you're like, "Oh, I'll just drink some more so I can get to like level 4." No. Slow down. You definitely want to wait a little while. You know, depends on your digestive system, obviously. You know, depends on your size as well, how your body processes it. But regardless, that was one of the best days ever because I actually give a little background. I back in middle school, you know what? To be honest, I ever since I first saw the, I think the first movie of Star Wars that I've ever watched was The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh yeah, I fell asleep on that one.
Ever since those Star Wars movies, ever since the first Star Wars movie I saw, I just always looked out to the stars. I always looked out to just wanting to pursue a life in just something of that aspect. So I've always wanted to be an astronaut. I think that was something that...
That movie lasted 3 hours.
I think less, but still. So I've always wanted to be an astronaut. Even in high school, I kind of pursued the type of astronaut career. So aeronautical engineering was something I wanted to go through. Mm-hmm. I didn't go through it because I wanted to take a break from school right after high school. And, you know, for everybody, it's going to be a little different. I actually really appreciate the experiences that
but
I had.
But guess what? When you told us that, when you said that to us, me and your mother, we went panicking. I thought, what the heck? How much is that going to cost? And we start counting our pennies and nickels and dimes. And we said, well, we do have enough. But here in Oregon, then you come back and say, they don't have it here in Oregon. NASA no. is either on. I forgot where they were.
Well, I think there's NASA in Texas and in Florida.
Florida, yeah, yes.
Texas and Florida.
So he had to go to, you had to go to that a different state, United States, and yeah, that would have been so different. I mean,
it would have been different.
It would have
yeah.
been difficult, not different, but difficult.
Difficult in a good way, maybe.
And, yeah, and then by the time we were kind of ready, you came back and said they shut it down.
Yeah, actually, it was during that time that they ended up shutting down the space program for a little while. It's because there's cut funding, which I think it's still kind of going on where on the government standpoint, there's a funding cut. But I think Tesla, that company Tesla with Elon Musk, he's actually with SpaceX. They're still going forward and they're still making progress towards that. But regardless, yeah, that was one of the best days I ever. I actually got to meet, I forget his name, but I know him as the only Mexican astronaut. So I was so excited. I actually was.
It's not Frank Lopez, right?
No. I think it's Miguel something. I know I know his family is from Michoacán, Mexico. Mm-hmm. We're Oaxacan for context. It's a beautiful state. Anyways, it was great because I actually got to sit on stage with him, where he was yeah. doing explanations. Anytime he like pointed like just to make an example or just anything that happened in his life. He was pointing at me, and I was like, "Oh my goodness, this guy's like actually
still in my life."
Yeah, no, it's nice. It almost made the universe go, you know, full circle because, in a way, you know, I'm staring at him, and the guy's staring at me. So he's actually processing who, you know, my image, and I'm like, "Oh, this is so awesome. This is so great." So I had a great day that day, and after the presentation was over, after he had left. I actually never got a good photo with him just because the guy that I was with, our family friend, he was just so slow at taking the picture. He should have just went snap, snap, snap. And then from, you know, all those 100 pictures, I could have got picked one good one out. But instead he was like, no. And, you know, obviously the man's a busy man. He has to go from X and Y to Z. So I never got a good
shot. So you actually did have to shake his hand.
I got to shake his hand. I actually got to, you know, like basically do like a side hug and a hug.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. Yeah. That was a great day. I remember, you know, hugging you and thanking our family friend for it. And I remember, you know, tearing up because it was just so amazing. In a way, from that point on, I realized, you know what? Maybe it wasn't for me to be an astronaut, but I'm definitely going to, you know, instill these kinds of thoughts into my daughter. Maybe it's for her. Maybe maybe when space travel becomes a thing that doesn't worry so much about the cost, but more of the advancement of humans. Maybe by then, for my daughter, it'll be a more easily accessible thing.
Yeah.
Which is something that's just more evident, or that's more common in our thought process. That, you know what? We should be exploring out there.
You know, well, let me tell you, man. My compadre, his name is Elon Musk. He's already working on it. So,
yeah,
he is.
Yeah.
It's going to be a different world looking, you know, being in Mars, looking down. Hey, you terricolas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what's his name again?
Is this Jose?
Jose.
No, I can't see.
Martinez Hernandez.
Jose Moreno Hernandez. Where did I get Miguel from?
I know.
I swear. Oh, I think, oh, it's the Michoacan. That's where I got it from.
Jose Moreno, this. California. This,
no, his family's from Michoacan.
For you, man.
Actually, technically, this isn't sake. This is plum wine.
Oh, plum wine.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to try to do a thing where I pull up a sake each episode where, you know, just kind of talk about it, kind of talk about its profile a bit. So, yeah, this Choya that we're drinking, it's ume. So, ume is basically a plum. It's usually they have a very popular sushi roll called ume shiso, and that one's basically, you know, a pickled plum. Some people call it apricot. It's still confusing. Even with actual professional sushi chefs that have been doing it for more than 10 years, they still can't distinguish which one it is, which is weird.
I'll take two anyways.
Yeah, exactly. But from actual Japanese people, they have told me that it is plum. So anyways, yeah, it was amazing seeing Jose in person. It was just a whole another experience seeing him in his blue jumpsuit. That was freaking awesome. I was just so amazed. I remember, after the presentation was over, hugging you, just crying, like, wow, thank you that, you know, this was mentioned. I've had many people in my life support me. It's like, hey, you want to be national? Hell yeah, you know, do this. I remember back in high school, there was a art teacher that, you know, she actually did know about me a bit, and, you know, she was, like, kind of in-depth with my life, and she knew I wanted to be national. She mentioned that to her daughter, too, and actually, funny enough, from Parkrose High School, there is a female astronaut that actually did become an astronaut for NASA.
Wow.
Yeah, that's him. Anyways, and so that kind of just gave me more motivation. So, you know, there's female astronaut that came out of Parkrose High School. Why not make it, you know, another guy? And make it a second Mexican guy. You know, but it never happened. Maybe it wasn't meant for me. I could possibly still do it. I don't know. It would be awesome to be able to visit NASA. Hopefully one of these days, visit their facilities. Maybe one of these days, you know, tour the facility that Elon Musk has with SpaceX. But even then, yeah, so that day, it was a happy day. There was no reason for me to drink, like, in a depressive state. But, you know, I hung out with my wife. I hung out with my wife.
That was a happy stay then.
so this is happy drinking. This is happy drinking. And I overdid it. You know, I overdid it. I ended up passing out. And the next thing I know, it was, I don't know, 4 a.m. And I was in the hospital bed. And I was like, what the hell is going on? I didn't have my phone. I didn't have anything. I was like, where am I?
Yeah, we got a phone call around 3 a.m. saying, hey, your son is at the hospital. Bye. What the heck? So we just rush over there.
Yeah. I think it was wife.
She didn't say that.
Angie, you rushed me to the hospital?
Yeah, because you, like, kept saying you had a
headache, right?
Headache, and then all of a sudden you, like, passed out in the passenger seat, and I'm like, one, I can't carry you out to, like, bring you into the house and into bed, and then two, you were saying you had a really bad headache, and you were, like, in tears almost. So I'm just like, you know, the hospital's just down the street. Might as well just take you over there.
I don't want to deal with you, basically. I don't want to deal with you. So, yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe I could have been adopted by aliens. Let's keep speculation. I mean, I just visited with Jose that day, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it was aliens. Anyways.
You got probed.
But, yeah, that was a great day. You know, I definitely ended up in the hospital, but it was not a bad day.
Yeah,
it was not a bad day. There was nothing negative in that day at all, but it ended up happening.
Yeah,
so that was a little weird, but anyways, yeah, going back to
did that thing still recording?
You can see, yeah, it turns off every now and again, apparently. Did it turn off?
Yeah.
Oh, it did? Oh shit, I think that guy's still on.
Who knows how long it was turned off?
Who knows?
You gotta do it. Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
you know, we'll still edit it, you know, still edit it probably. Yeah. But yeah, going back to fatherhood, I mean, yeah, you're a father of four. You have multiple grandchildren, which is freaking awesome. That's really cool.
Yes, I have 7 grandsons right now, and I'm very happy about them. The 8th one's coming up. Anna's going to have another one.
Anna, too.
Lopez is
right?
going to have another one, so 9.
9 all day.
Not for me.
You know, 9, so I'm looking for 12, and then I'll stop.
I'll adopt another dog.
Well, I mean, Eric's still left over.
Eric's still young.
Eric's
so.
Still young.
Yeah.
He's still left over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, I do. I am very happy, and you know, the part that I regret sometimes is that I things could have been better. I don't know if you ever thought of that. But I mean, life is what it is.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly.
It's just, you know, it's just how sometimes it is how you make it most times, because you have to make your life. That's for sure.
100%.
There is no way around it. I mean, you make your own life. Destiny, sure. Exists. Okay. Luck, okay. Now, I don't want to argue about it, but luck is a very good thing, and I wish I have all the luck. But no, luck is not. It's not gonna just give me all the what I want, all that I want. Luck is gonna be part of it, but not all of it. You have to go out there and fight for things that you want. Not actually fight, but you know, you have to really work at it. Work for the things that you want, and nothing is gonna be just handed to you. And you know, this is just what it is. I wish things were better back then, but
they were what they were. And I think, even though going back to the like the amount of hours that you guys work, it's funny because I know for a fact, before I had my daughter,
to tell you the truth, I don't even know how in the hell we did it.
I don't know.
I wish I can do it again, but I can't. I don't have the energy to do it. And looking back, and I'm thinking, how in the hell I pulled that out? I mean, there is no, I can't possibly think of somebody else doing what I did. It was working and more working. Come home, deal with situations.
Yeah, because
we're always, you know,
we're always fighting with each other.
My hair. Yeah. Oh no, this and that.
Fighting with each other.
And you know, Maggie has to wash clothes. I had to go get groceries. I had to fix the car. I had to do this and that. I had to pay the bills. I mean, life, you know. But I swear I don't regret any of it. If I get a chance to do it all over again, now I know for sure what to do. But that's not how life runs, you know. Life comes at you, and you gotta be ready. There are times when you should take a class about how to be a better father, how to be a better husband, how to be a better leader on your family. Take some classes. I didn't want to say the F word, but you know, it goes right there. Take some classes and become more savvy that a life, because that's all you have, and it's just one. Life is just a puff. It comes at you, and if you don't puff it, well, you know, you got it.
If you don't huff it, it's legal now.
Oregon has it legal.
It's been
so
legal.
Just puff it. What the heck?
West Coast.
I used to puff it.
Yeah. But yeah, it was pretty surprising when I found that out when he told me that every now and again.
Well, my record is about this big. I had to carry on a dolly when I went to court because it was huge. That's police record, that is. Yeah, I used to be a criminal, but now I'm a cool guy.
Yeah, so it's funny, though, with like the amount of hours you guys used to work, I definitely picked that up myself, because I was like, oh, I don't want to do that, but it just ended up happening, you know. It is what it is. It's just how it needed to happen. I mean, I got to meet a lot of really, you know, cool, genuine people from that. And, you know, taking back from the few hours you guys were able to give to me, I can reflect on that, and I feel like the same thing hits with my daughter, because even the few moments I hit with her, she like it fulfills her, you know, I guess her dad time eater, it like fills it up completely. Mm-hmm. And sometimes she needs more. But it's because she wants more, because she's seeking it out, basically.
Yeah. Well, at the job that I was having, I have friends or people that I know, because we were never friends.
Right.
People that I know, I knew, they have families, and there were times when they came to me and say, "Hey, Francisco, what do you think about this, of this thing?" And I said, "What is it?" And then they, on one occasion, one guy said, "Well, my son wants to go for a boat ride, but we don't have a boat. Can you rent one?" I said, "Yeah, renting is expensive." "Well, can you buy one?" "Well, it's about $10,000. "How many times do you think you're going to go boating?" And then he says, "Well, he really likes it. Well, buy it." And then he says, "10,000. If you don't buy it, you're going to regret it. Because that's the thing that he might want to do with you." And that's where
exactly,
I...
Yeah,
that's
where, right,
you know,
exactly. No.
Those are the moments that you want to capture.
And so...
Things that yeah, both can do. Things that he's telling you he wants to do.
Right.
Or the other way,
right,
like father or son,
right,
you know, you could just tell me, "Hey, I want to do this thing." I could tell, "Hey, dude, I want to do this thing." Just like last week, we went out for lunch.
Yeah.
Didn't
yeah,
we had a good time?
Yeah,
yes. I wish that we had recorded that thing.
My older brother, my younger brother, myself, and my dad. And yeah, we all had some awesome time. We went to go visit a place called Laura Holst.
We spent like half a day, you know, and
yeah,
it was fun. It's not the cost. The cost was a miserable cost. Is what you get out
yeah,
of it.
I think the value was definitely just the communal, you know, time we spent together, and you know, just what we got to talk about as basically men, because at this point we're literally all men, you know. I mean, sure, you know, my younger brother might be still in the high school years, but still, I mean, he's pretty much very closely approaching manhood.
Yeah,
I mean, some countries he could be viewed as a man already. So,
yeah, right, so after that, when I told my acquaintance that he should buy the boat, he bought it, and then he came back and went for his first trip, dipped it in and all that stuff, came back and told me stories, and then he told me, "Thank you." And I said, "What? Why? Thank you for, because of you, I bought the boat." I said, "What the heck? You didn't buy it because, yeah, you, I mean, I listened to what you said," he said.
You gave him to that definitive advice, the definitive.
And yeah, I feel like, okay, what the heck is going on, you know?
Yeah.
And not just that one. At one time, this guy, he was a lawyer, and he says, you know, I bump into each other. "Hey, how you doing?" "Hey, good. What's going on?" "Oh, my son. What's with your son?" "Well, he crashed my car yesterday." And it was a brand new Mercedes.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I don't know what to tell you. And what happened? "Well, he went and smoked weed. And police chasing him." I think he did a sell. And you know, if you sell something, they'll chase you, then you crash the car, and then you get you get thrown in jail. That's what happened
right,
to his son, but he didn't want to tell the whole story.
And this was prior to the legalization of
Yes.
So yeah, definitely things were
So I open up the can, and then he opened up himself and says, "Oh yeah, that's what happened, man." And he says, "How do you know?" "Well, because that happened to me too."
So you already knew from experience.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I did some of that, and I wound up in jail because of it. But the point is, what are you gonna learn from it? That's the thing. I went and fixed my problems. I did all what the court required me to do. And it takes guts to tell people how you manage your life. Sometimes you open up, sometimes you don't. Maybe I'm opening up too much right now. But if it helps you, that's what it is.
Hey, man,
I
think a lot of the things that we talked about, and there were some times that I felt like I was closer with you guys. You know, I was closer with, you know, mom and dad, you know, obviously you dad, because I was... you know, able to share these life experiences that you had, you know, you're able to tell me about, you know, recount these things to me. I mean, like I was saying with like how you said that your friend's son and him were able to get some moments together. I think the moments I valued the most were when we were on the road. We went on road trips. You know, they were probably like in 1 month we went to the beach, which was like only 2 hours away. And then 2 months later, we went to the mountain, to Mount Hood or to Hood River. But man, I still do that to this day with my family, because those were the moments that I value so much. So I love being out on the road. I love, you know, driving out somewhere far and be able to spend some time with my family because of that. Those are the things I remember the most. You know, those are the things that I really, you know, was excited for, because, you know, those are the days where I got to spend quality time with my older brother, my older sister, you know, you, mom. I think there were some moments where Eric was finally, you know, born, and, you know, he was a baby from to his toddler years. You know, those are freaking awesome times. We went to Santa Cruz, we went to visit family for the first time, where I, you know, those are the first exposure that I met them. But I think they had met me previously when we first, you know, when you guys first brought me up here to the U.S. And
yeah, sorry.
So it was,
we thought it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, it was so cool, and that. Yeah, just those road trips, man. Those are the things that really stuck with me. Those are the things I still do to this day and really try to take advantage of, and, you know, try to create quality time with my family. I think those are, even though they might have not sent, you know, seemed like much, or like you guys were spending a little bit too much from what you guys had saved away or stored away, it was super valuable to just how I perceived the world. You know, I like any time. I also appreciated that, you know, during that time, you know, cell phones and video game consoles weren't very relevant. So, like, I would just be looking outside at the windows, or, you know, just kind of looking at the world, just absorbing it, you know, taking it in, and just seeing just all these different landscapes. And
yeah,
it was awesome.
Yeah, I remember when the first consoles were coming out, which was the Nintendo and the... before the Nintendo, was it the Atari? Yeah, the Atari. Hey,
help us out with
the Nintendo.
It was the Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo and all those little games. Mm-hmm. When I thought they were fun, and we just didn't want to get you guys one because we didn't want.
Hey man, it was cool. It was awesome. I mean, opening up that Nintendo 64. That Christmas day where, I mean, those are also some great memories that I have, because those are the days when me and my older brothers, we would all play Mario Kart, we'd play Donkey Kong 64, you know, we'd play all these, you know, Mario Party games, we'd play those all together, we'd have parties here, you know, at the house, and we would all, like, all the kids from, like, everywhere, cousins or just family, friends, children, we'd all get down into, actually, I'd say this very living space. Yeah, we would all, you know, play the video games here. We'd all have a great time. You know, that was freaking awesome. I think that was great. I also appreciate that, because, to be honest, I think I've mentioned it to you before, but there are some video games I've played. If it wasn't for those specific video games, I would have never been introduced or allowed myself to accept, you know, like music from the 30s, 60s, you know, 40s or 80s. Okay. Even then, like, some of my favorite music is the genre from the 80s, because there was a video game that I played for a very long time and it just like stuck in there, and those are the songs I'm really, like, you know, continuously hooked on. And yeah, I appreciate it. even your like the music of rock and roll that you love, man, I freaking love anything that's
the
rock.
Devil music, man.
It's the devil's music. So yeah, I mean, that's that I think if there's a absolute genre of music that I like, it's anything that has to do with, like, that's branched out of rock, basically. Anything that's branched out of rock, I think that's pretty much my favorite music. Indie rock, alternative rock, those kinds of things. But I mean, it's weird. There's a lot of subtle things that you've, you know, allowed us to experience that have definitely stuck with me. And no matter what, I know there have been times in my life where, like you decided to later on in your life seek who your real biological father was. I know I've still had doubts about that. The only reason I would do that is because I want to know if this bastard has any, if his lineage of genetic family has any diseases that I should know of. That's the only reason I want to know. You know, okay. Is there some kind of heritage of blah blah blah, so, you know, etc. So that's the only reason I would want
later
to know.
Later on, you could have Alzheimer's.
Exactly, Alzheimer's. Is Alzheimer's come from my biological, you know, donor or whatever?
That could be traced down to for Yui.
Exactly, that could, and that could harm my daughter. So
well, remember when I lend you $10,000? I think you forgot already. That's a bad sign.
You never lent me $10,000.
Yes, I did.
Anyways,
Alzheimer's is already hitting you.
Anyways, so that's the, me personally, for anybody that, you know, that out there, they want to seek out their biological, you know, parent. I put it in quotations because are they really your parent? Were they there in your life? Who knows? Maybe, for example, I recently just watched a show called LA's Finest, where there was a father who was away from his biological family, but he wasn't, because he was there like hidden, but the wife he was with didn't want that father to have anything to do with the children.
Mm.
But that was because, you know, she was hurt, or, you know, they had their own reasons. But anyways, if anybody's out there, you know, to want to seek their biological, you know, parents for any reason, I mean, you should, but do it when you're comfortable, do it when you're ready. If whatever reason you want to do it for, I think you should probably do it. I'm going to do it, like I said, in complete honesty, I'm going to do it for that reason, because I don't want anything from that side of my genetics to harm my daughter. That's the primary and only reason that I want to do it.
Yeah, when you face him, just punch him in the face once. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
No, look, I'm not opposed to that. Yeah. And to kind of... I don't want to close this up. Maybe we'll have another moment to open up some more of this. Yeah. And it will be good, because, you know, this is the beginning of it. I'm sure more thoughts are going to come up to you, and more wonderings, and more, you know, some concerns.
More curiosities,
and all that stuff, that you might get on the future days. But you know, I don't oppose it. What I'm wanted to tell you now is that, you know, on the schemes of life, you know, on the schemes of things, let me just think
gather
of
your
this.
Thoughts. Yeah,
the,
of course.
On the schemes of things, you know, life comes at you without warnings many times.
Oh yeah, again, like going with that. I mean, I was surprised my friend passed away. I was going to contact him literally the week before.
Yeah.
But I decided, you know what? I'll hit him up next week.
Yeah.
Next week was too late.
Mm-hmm.
Next week
And you know, if that, you know, that tickles you, just go for it. I mean, it's just, you know, you're going to clear your head, and you want it. I don't know what you're looking for, but, you know, we're all looking for something that we think is there. And, you know, to tell you the truth is that life is just... You know, I said it before, and I said it again, life is just a puff, and then it goes away.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to do that, whatever you want to do it, you know, you want to time that thing out and make sure you are okay with it, and don't even care what they say, don't even care what they think, just care what you feel, just care how you feel, just care of how you're going to face this thing or this experience,
this obstacle person.
With that in mind, I mean, you know, we all live a certain years of life, and don't be expecting the life is waiting for you all this time. I mean, I'm not pushing you to do it, I'm not telling you not to do telling you that do the things that you want to do and do them right, but this is how I think it is. On everyone's heart, you know, on my heart, your heart, everybody's heart, it keeps beating. I forget how many beats a day it does, like a thousand, million or whatever.
We can pull up the facts.
You know,
but
it's just, it beats a million times a day, and there's going to be a time when your heart will beat for the last time.
Yeah, the last beat.
And, you know, there'll be the time when your lungs will reach for its last breath. And you want to be there happy. I mean,
Maybe content with how your life was.
I'm taking it to the stream. Yeah. You don't have to. I mean, I don't. We don't have to. But you know, just to make a point that you want to do the things that you want to do. You want to do them now. And I'm telling you, man, I am 60 years old. You know, you are a young guy. Make sure you've traced. You know, you figure your steps. And if you have to trace them back smartly.
Yeah.
And make the pivot points or the turns that you want to make, then make them now. You know, you want to make sure you are nice and healthy, you are more savvy at life, because it's just, it comes at you real fast. And, you know, to maybe close things up, I am very happy, and I enjoy you so much. I really do. There's times when we'll go to work and then coming back to our house, and I see your car parked over there, and I say, "Oh, Lalo's here." So I get out of the car and you know, start talking and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And if when Lopez comes, I do the same thing. Hey, Lopez is here. Hey, Gio's here. Hey, Mia's here. You know, like yesterday, they came over and I spent a good time outside with them. And it was nice and cold, but it was a nice time. You know, we ate some things. We munched some munchies, and it was a beautiful time. So, I love you, man.
Yeah, I love you too, Dad. Oh, definitely. Hell yeah. I think that's actually a good way to close today's podcast out. Like you were saying, we can dissect just this many of the little topics, mini topics in this podcast another time in the future. And I think that's also a great thing to do. So, again, appreciate it. Again, cheers. I mean, I know there's not much in mine, but there's some in yours, and we'll pour some afterwards.
All right.
But yeah, thank you for everything. Thank you for being able to open up with just some things that you've experienced. Maybe we'll talk about something else specifically, and that'll branch out into other things in that podcast. So yeah, again, thanks everybody for listening. And if you haven't seen my first video already, I will post it up on linked onto this one as well. So, and also, if you're looking just for an audio version, I will be on iTunes, so you can look me up from there. I'm pretty sure I have it as Podcast Perceptions with Ever Mars. And yeah, you guys can go listen to that. So thank you all for joining me, and thank you for taking the time to actually watch this. I do want these to be lengthy, because I do want them to be kind of in-depth to our thought processes with everything that we might talk about. So yeah, goodbye. Auf Wiedersehen. Buenas noches, and yeah, gute Nacht.